Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Throwback Thursday, October 15th, 2020. Steve Cypress here, catching the tail end of another beautiful sunset here. And I found out, I watched the weather for the first time in a while the other day, found out we're still setting record high temperatures. Even when we say stupid things down here in way too sunny and way too hot southern Arizona, like I'm about to say, it's only 100 degrees. So we say ridiculous things like that, and yet that was the record high of all time the other day, 101, 100. We're like tying and still beating records. Middle of October, still over 100. What the heck? However, it's a dry heat, as they say. And compared to the summer where it was over 110 degrees for like every single day, it's beautiful these days. And we have a beautiful sunset. So I looked it up, and it was 29 years ago today, 1991, that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was confirmed after an absolute mad, crazy, rambunctious, contentious, loony confirmation process. One of the few memorable and famous contentious ones of all time, just like the last one was with the last Trump guy here, forget his name, but I tuned in today. And I was like, all right, here's the next Trump one, and let's see how crazy the Democrats are going to be. And I was thoroughly and totally, tremendously disappointed. It was the most boring. There was really nothing to it. I mean, here you have the Democrats who know they have no chance of winning. And yet, unlike last time where they knew they had no chance of winning with the last guy, but they went crazy and made up all kinds of fake sexual harassment, rape claims, and asked him about it, drinking beer in his high school yearbook and all kinds of BS and nonsense. This one, I watched for about an hour because I was like, is something going to happen? Like, let's wait till another guy comes on and another one. And they were all just, they were all so deferential and so respectful of each other. And, my colleagues on the other side. But big line with the big lesson today, to me at least, and I hardly watched this thing at all, and I know it's been going on all week, I think, is one of the Democrats. Now they know they absolutely lost. They have no chance of winning, and so it really, good for them, really makes no sense to act like idiots and bring up all kinds of false charges like they did against the last guy, make fools of themselves and risk losing more seats in the election like they did last time they pulled that nonsense. But I saw this guy said it was a Democrat, and he said, don't ask me who or where they're from or whatever. But the guy said, look, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. So sure, it's constitutional, and sure, it's allowed, and sure, you can confirm a Supreme Court justice the month before the election and slam it through with 2 weeks to go or a week before the election and all this kind of stuff. And yes, you can. Okay, they've given up. I remember originally, if I remember correctly from the news, they were like, you can't do that. It's unconstitutional, blah, blah, blah. There's no precedent. But this guy was, at least this guy was honest about it, right? And he made a great point. He said, okay, you can do it, but just remember what you're doing to yourself. Because there's going to come a time when you are in the minority and you don't have the power. And as of this confirmation, if you go through with it, they're still holding, grasping to some chance that they can stop it or it won't go through. He says, you won't be the majority forever. And as of when you shove this thing through and it goes through, you will have lost your claim forever to come to us when we can do something and say anything at all to us about why we shouldn't do it. It isn't right. It isn't the right thing. You will have completely lost that argument forever. And I thought right away, what a great business lesson for business owners. It's just a great point. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. So very often you can take advantage of all kinds of situations in business. you can take advantage of all kinds of situations against competitors, other people that supply similar things to you in a similar marketplace. You can take advantage of prospects, of customers, of employees. You can take advantage when you have the power in so many situations. But just like this senator said today, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. So you remember that next time you have the power, and sure, you have the right to, I could, you know, spew out all kinds of examples of all those different relationships I just talked about. You have the right to do all kinds of stuff. Maybe you want to think and be the bigger person and do the right thing instead of do the thing that you know you have the right to do. And Dustin is here and says, money is less than worthless if it's from exploitation. There you go. So Dustin just said in about 10 words what took me like 10 minutes to say. Way to go, Dustin. Thank you very much. That's the point. You know, life is a long time. And hopefully if you're watching my videos or reading my blog or listening to this, my podcast, or however you're getting this message, I hope that you're in it for the long haul and you don't use all the stuff I teach and the strategies and tactics just to make a quick buck and take advantage of people and be what we call a shark, always out to kill and to take and not caring what you leave in your wake and being a solo shark, just always looking for your next meal. I feel bad for you if that's the way you look at business, as a zero-sum game, kill or be killed, take advantage of every opportunity you can and flex your power everywhere you can. Hopefully you heed this losing senator's lament and future warning as he is losing this one, says, just remember, you won't always have the absolute power to flex just because you feel like it and to do something that's wrong just because you can, and you've lost the chance to ever call us on the carpet for doing the same thing in the future. Now, hopefully, it's almost ridiculous to say in American politics, but hopefully someday one side doesn't flex its power over the other one, but at least where we've been for about the last 20 years or so, with inept presidents one after the other for the last 20 years that can't possibly work with Congress. So it's just a big stalemate and a big fight, and both sides go at it, and nobody can get anybody to work together. I think it's going to continue. So as the power goes from one side to the other, one side flexes it and celebrates, but it's short-term, not long-lived. And the same in business. Every entrepreneur knows there's ups and downs. You're up, you're down. Sure, you have some standing over a competitor today, but maybe tomorrow you don't. Think about that. Think long term. And Dustin says, good to see you, Steve. Same here, Dustin. Thanks for being here. Thanks, everybody. And that'll do it for Throwback Thursday. As the sun sets in the west behind me, that'll do it. And I'll be back tomorrow on Foundation Friday. I will catch you then. Thanks for being here today. Over and out. And thank you, Dustin, for your great participation. Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.